I'm listening.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and welcome to a kingdom call. Hallelujah. We are excited about tonight, and we are thankful that you have dialed in, that you have connected and logged on to be a part of what God is doing with us on this broadcast. I am Elder Jordan. And this is a kingdom call because it is truly kingdom time. So we want you to take a moment and go ahead and call some folks up and let them know that we are on. Let them know that this is going to be a time tonight where we can discuss and talk about. We're going to review the series of the armor, hallelujah. We've been talking over the several weeks of the spiritual armor. Are you ready? Helping you to get ready, amen, by studying and learning what the Apostle Paul has shared with us. And so go ahead and text your buddy. Text that sister, that brother, and tell them to dial in or to log on, and they will be blessed and can add to what God is going to do with us and for us tonight. So to God be the glory. Amen. We have some people that are on and We want you to know that you are a part of the live audience tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to be doing a like an open discussion as we talk about and review our series of study from the armor. So we hope that you will partake. And let me just ask you now, for those dialing in and connecting, to go ahead and mute your phones. And that way, I'm sorry, if you're going to be a part of or talk and share with the discussion, to be mindful of the noise that's in your background. We're bringing you all on live that has dialed in. There were a couple that did not want, and so that's perfectly fine. But there are others that you may want to share in revelation that God has given you through the Holy Spirit, through the study of this word. And we want to certainly give you that opportunity to share. So go ahead and just be mindful of the noise and let us know as we begin our study, and we will bring you in. Amen. We do want you, though, to be mindful that this is only an hour, and we're just doing a brief review as we have ended or completed for now what the study that we did on the armor of God. I know some of us, we get quite long-winded, and so we just want to let you know that there is just, you know, we want to be brief in our comment. Amen? And so we'll do a check and see if I can hear you. Hallelujah. I do hear some. So the reason why we have the live audience is so that we can hear you. Hallelujah. It said, when you know the truth, you say amen. When somebody is saying the truth, you say amen. So I need to hear somebody say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I think what we'll do now, before we go further, I will have our kingdom assignments to come forth. So you all will know what we're doing. Again, I'll ask you to grab your tablets and your calendars and jot some of the dates down of what we're doing, because we want you to be a part of it, whether it's by joining us, meeting us, praying for us, and even sowing into what we're doing. So grab your pen, pencils, notepads, and what have you, your calendar, and jot down, as we have Sister Monica to come forth and share with us what God have us doing. Are you there?
Amen. Good evening, Kingdom people. I trust that God has truly been blessing you this week. And I will give you our happenings. Coming
Amen.
Up, we will have our Laughter, Love to Life social, and that will be back at the headquarters at 3213 I-30, that's 3213 I-30, in Mesquite, 75150. Again, that is the last Friday in June, and it will be from 7:30 to 9:30 at the headquarters. Also, on June 20th, you can join us at Women of Worship Conference at Faith Bible Church, where Elder Jordan will be the speaker. And this event is from 10 a.m. to 12, and that's June 20th at the Faith Bible Church. Mm. Coming up in July on the 17th, we are excited about our Intercessory Prayer Network Prayer Watch that will be going on from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Changing Directions Christian Center. Again, that's the 17th from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Changing Directions Christian Center at 1615 Northampton Road, 1615 North Hampton Road in DeSoto. That's 75115. Coming up in August on the 14th, there is a free, focused, and moving women's conference at Miracle Temple in Lancaster, Texas. Again, that's August 14th. Free, focused, and moving women's conference. Elder Jordan will be the speaker, one of the speakers for that event. Also coming up in September, we have our Taking Him to the Street, Inner City of Baltimore. We will have a time of evangelizing and witnessing.
Amen.
This is open
Amen.
To all kingdom people who would like to go to Baltimore. We are in need of assistance, monetary assistance. We need to get some equipment, and we would like for you to help us with that, with donations and also with your prayers, because we know that there is a great work to be done in Baltimore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Also, coming up in October, we have our TBN Holy Land trip. That's coming up in October. And you can contact us for more information on that at Excelling Ministry at sbcglobal.net, Excelling Ministry at sbcglobal.net for more information on the Holy Land trip. Also, we would like for you to like us on our social media, and that will be Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And when you do so, please use the hashtag, which is the pound sign, hashtag Kingdom Call, and that would help us share what's going on with our social media. Amen? If
Amen.
You have any prayer concerns, or if you would like to make donations, you can send those to our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you can also send your prayer request to Excelling Ministry at sbcglobal.net. And if you have a PayPal account, you can go onto the PayPal website and do your donation through email. And you would have to use Excelling Ministry at sbcglobal.net in order to make your PayPal donation for the ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
that
the Lord.
Appears to be. Also, don't forget to pray for the ministry every third Sunday as we go to the Loose Derrick Jail and minister to the women there on every third Sunday evening. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. And we are excited as you see that God keeps us busy because it's kingdom time. Amen. It is kingdom time, and God have us busy. And those who are willing workers for the kingdom, he'll give you some assignments. And so we are willing, and this is just to people that love the Lord, that we come together and be about the Father's business. So we invite you to partner with us in any way that you can. To help us do it, or to do it with us, or just to encourage us. So we are excited that you have joined us tonight, and we could not do this without you. So we appreciate our listeners that connect with us each and every week. So to God be the glory. We are at the go to the Lesterick Jail, and the women have asked, and the officers alike, have asked us for Bibles, if we've had Bibles. So I was able to take some Bibles in last time, and it was truly a blessing to be able to give them what we preach and what we stand by. And they openly and very excitedly received it. And so I would like to encourage you, if you want to be a blessing You can either sow and send the money or send the Bibles. And if you want to inscribe a Bible or something motivating, encouraging, inspiring in the book and sign your name, you are welcome to do that. And we will certainly put it in the hands of someone who is requesting and desiring the Word of God. So to God be the glory. Is that all right?
Amen. Yes.
We plant seeds all around the world. If we can get around the world, we want to go around the world for the kingdom. So we will be going to Baltimore, to the inner city, and we want to take people that are kingdom-minded, that love evangelism and love, you know, being a blessing to God's people, to partner with us and come and go. And let's take a great and mighty team, hallelujah, out to the in the city of Baltimore. Amen. So to God be the glory. We are excited as we are moving forward in our studies tonight. Tonight we are doing a review, and we do have some folks on, hallelujah, that is going to help us as we review what we have been talking about with the armor of God. And I believe I have everyone live, so you're able to chime in. But so what I'm doing is just going back and reviewing, talking about the pieces. Some of them were more exciting to me than others. I was just, you know, all of it has been very revelational, just, you know, taking me to a different place in my stand against the enemy. It has empowered me. It has certainly given me more confidence in the spirit. I'm you know, with the power and the anointing of God, I you know, do what I do, you know, under the anointing and under the authority, under the power of God. But from this teaching, it has given me even a greater, if anybody understands what I'm saying and what I mean by that. And so I thank God for it. And so I wanted to give those who have been listening and those who have been walking with me through this a time to chime in and talk about what it has done for them, or, you know, whatever you want to share. I know that when God gave me this, I understood more and more as I began to study the depth of the Word and the more depth of the armor, why in these times, such a time as this, in these times, that it's important for the saints to understand what the armor really will do for us. And that is not so much of you know, putting on the helmet of salvation and all of that, which is okay if that's what you need to do, but it's a lifestyle. It's applying the Word. It's walking in the Word. It's submitting to the Word. It's lining up with the Word. It's being mindful of every part of your life, lining up with the Word of God. And so it has just kept me on my P's and Q's in the spirit, if I can say. It has kept me staying. Okay, somebody get what's going on. It has kept me staying on top of my game, so to speak, in the spirit realm, revisiting and restudying this Word. Am I the only person that this did that for?
Oh.
It didn't do anything else for anybody else?
This study has helped me a lot.
Amen.
And it was, and mostly I have to be, the helmet is like you said, oh, I got my armor on today, you know. I got to be ready to deal with the foolishness around me, mostly dealing with customer service, with on my job. And the thing that have helped me mostly when it came to talking about the armor is the helmet and the breast shield. That helps me to know that God got me covered in those two places. A lot of things that I miss hearing, which is of wrongdoing on my job, and the Lord blocks that from even getting in my with the people. And then even with residents, I got my shield on. I got my shield on covered, so my heart won't get hurt or disappointed in the things that they may say, not saying that they would do anything, but the things, it would bounce back off of me.
Amen.
To where it wouldn't hurt me, it wouldn't bother me. And that, you know, just that idle gossip on the job, and that's where my helmet comes in. It blocks me from the food.
That's good. Amen.
That's how I have to look at it.
Amen.
So
amen. Go ahead. That's good. Amen. I want to read our scripture that we studied from for this series, and just go back and hit some highlights of what we were talking about. And so in Ephesians, which is our scripture study, Ephesians 6, and we start at the 10th verse, and we worked our way all the way down to the 17th. But here, beginning the reading of the word in the New Living Translation, it says, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Mm. Put on all of God's armor so that you are able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but we're fighting against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. In the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will stand firm. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. You will still be standing after the battle. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Not any armor, but the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you are fully prepared. Come on, you know, so that you are fully prepared. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so with that, the Apostle Paul, first we had talked about, you know, how he had even come to bring this to us, to write this.
Right.
And we know that it came from him spending his time with the Roman soldiers and how, what, looking at their armor, the pieces that they put on, come on, before they went to battle.
Mm-hmm.
And how the saints have to use something to defeat the spiritual battle that we are in. And so he alludes it or uses the illustration of the Roman soldier, which I so love, you know, because life is not always a bed of roses. Somebody got something going on in their back. Life is not always a bed of roses, you know. And so we have to... We have to be ready for what life brings us. And so understanding how the Roman soldiers used their pieces, their weaponry, and how and what they used it for and what we need to use it for help us to be able to understand what our spiritual pieces are, our armor, our spiritual armor. Now, I had talked about, I had mentioned having a Roman soldier done for each of us so we can have it, because what the enemy does is steal what we have heard. And because we are of a human nature, we can embrace things that we see. We need to see what a Roman soldier, a soldier that has on their armor, what it may really look like for us to understand that we are really hidden in Christ Jesus. Because we think that the enemy can come against us. But when you literally, when you see yourself covered in the Roman soldier's armor, when you see yourself hidden where nothing at all of you is exposed to the enemy, the enemy cannot win. The enemy cannot, cannot defeat you. But oftentimes, because we don't see it, we kind of get weak in the knees. We may buckle. We may not be quite ready to defeat or even deal with what's coming our way, because we feel that we may get wounded, that we may get hit, that we may be accessible to the enemy. But we're really hidden. We are covered. When we can see that, we can walk in more boldness. We can walk in holy boldness. So I'm going to make sure that we all, those who request it, that you'll get it so that you can have this. It's going to be like a 5x7 or 4x7 or something, but it is going to show you have a full armor soldier for you to have before you, so you can be reminded that he cannot touch this. Amen? Can't touch it. Can't touch it. Can't touch it. Because when you look at that, I have one. That's why I said you need to see it. When I look at that and then I'm doing this study and then I think about something that's trying to come against me, you really can't come against me. And remember we talked about how Satan comes. He's cunning. He's trickery.
Right.
He comes as an angel of light. He comes as a thief, you know. So he comes to trick us to think that we're not covered. Do y'all remember we talked about how the enemy comes, what he does, and how quickly and cunning he is? And one of one of his descriptions that stood out for me is the angel of light. Because you are prone to follow the light. Come on now.
Right.
And if it's a counterfeit, and it's not the true light, which is how he often comes to trick us, then we'll be following who we think is God. Come on. But it really isn't. And he will lead us into, you know, areas and into places and making decisions that we shouldn't do. And so that angel of light has stuck with me. And we, you know, the Bible also, you know, describes him as the tempter. which he took even now, as saved women and men, the enemy will try to tempt you. Why would he not?
Oh.
Why would he not? He's relentless. Remember, we also talked about him not being everywhere because he's not God. But he has his organized crime agents. That's what I call them. His demons and his imps, organized crime agents, that he sends out. He assigns them to everybody that tries, that stands tall for the Lord, to try to trick you and tempt you, you know, remind you of things that you did in the world that you thought, well, you know, not even think. When we was in the world, we had a good time. Am I the only person?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen. I'm talking to real people. Real people. Just the real people.
Mm-hmm.
Say hallelujah.
That's true.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. I had a good time when I was in the world. You know, so you know, he would try to tempt me in the flesh to go back to those things, you know.
Right.
But as we grow in the Lord and we come to know that he is a tempter, he's a trickster. He wants to make me think that, you know what, it's okay to go over there. It's okay to put your mouth
that
master. It's okay to talk to that man's husband, that woman's husband. It's okay. You know, he tries to make it make wrong right, because that's how it is. So he tricks us. He tempts us, you know. And so we talked about that and how, you know, we have to be aware. And I'm saying all of that to just remind us that we need to be aware of the enemy. He comes so many different ways, you know.
Yes,
and so we have to be mindful of the many disguises. The Bible also calls him an accuser of the brethren. That brings a lot of division.
Mm-hmm.
Always
Amen.
Accusing. You know, always bringing up something against somebody else. God forgive. God forgive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If he can forgive, we need to be able to forgive. Amen?
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Praise God. So then we went on and started talking about the armor. And we talked about the different equipment. After we talked about Paul and you know, how he was so familiar with the Roman soldiers, he became so familiar being there with them that it just made sense, you know, for him to have a revelation after God gave him the insight and them and him seeing the Roman soldiers day in and day out use their equipment, that is how it would tie in to us spiritually. So we talk about the girdle of truth, you know, put on the whole armor of God. So then the next piece was the truth. Gird yourself up with the truth. Amen?
Mm. Amen.
Does anybody remember anything about that? We talked about the enemy because we don't give him a too much, but we do want to let him know that we know him and we are aware of his devices. And his organized crime agents that he uses, and you know one thing, you know, that you know we need to be mindful of as saints, and this is something that I think that we need to even pray for the body of Christ, because the devil and his demons. You know, they have ranks. We talked about that, the principalities. We talked about the ranking. But when we talked about Satan and his demons, that they come in a pack. Come on here. They come in a pack, and they get their assignment, and they hold on to that assignment that their leader has given them until it's done.
Amen.
And they do not let it go. They do not stop. They don't drop the ball. They don't stop in the middle of the game. Do y'all understand?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And my thing is you know, if we as saints could just get our assignment from God, come on, and stay with it until it is completed, whatever that assignment is, no matter how long it takes. And I talk to me first. Come on up in here. You know, if we would not be so quick to throw in the towel, if we would not be so quick and easy to give in and to give up when we get a blow, but because we're covered, we really don't get the blow. Our arm protects us. We don't get the blow. You may feel something, but it doesn't hit you. But see, we don't know that. So we'll buckle and we'll tuck our tail and we'll run and we've left the assignment undone. But if we would be like the imps that will stick in it, stay with it, and not run, not leave it until it's done. They won't, they dare go back and report to Satan, I got hurt and I couldn't finish. Excuse me? Okay. Oh, no, you don't, we don't have that. You know, you're going to finish the assignment. And so I just pray that we will, you know, will stick with what God has called us to do, that we will have enough Holy Ghost gumption that we won't be moved by every wind and every storm and whatever comes, we can stand.
Yeah.
Like Paul said, that you will still be standing firm and not fall. So anyway, you know, so we talked about the armor, the pieces. So we talked about girding ourselves up with truth. So does anybody have anything to share about that? We girded ourselves up with truth. We have on the shield of faith. I know you had talked about, that's my older sister Valerie, you talked about the helmet, and then you talked about the shield that you stick out, but then the breastplate that protects your heart. It keeps us from being injured. And the other thing about that is that breastplate, it protects, you know, a lot of vital parts, our lungs, you know, our chest, you know, our heart, you know. And so that's important, the breastplate of righteousness, you know, it protects us. That's, you know, the enemy can easily hit. And one of the things that really just is keeping me is when the revelation came of the breastplate from from me, not because my equipment is faulty, because my equipment is never faulty because of who has provided me with my equipment, but the person that is wearing the equipment can cause it to go faulty. And this is what I mean that I got from the breastplate. Is that and the small foxes that can spoil something. The little things that I don't think really means anything, but when it comes out of my mouth, it punctures my breastplate. Come on. And it allows an opening for the enemy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, saying the wrong thing, that's coming from the inside out. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from the inside of me. But, right. What
if you're not right, then the breast, the armor is not going to be able to do its job because
what it needs
exactly.
to do.
And then
exactly.
the armor, you know, is protecting somebody that's not right on the inside.
Exactly.
And if,
that's why we
if
have
their
to.
Heart is not right in the beginning, the armor is going to be kind of useless.
Come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's good.
And
that's
see,
good.
That's what we say. Amen. That's what we say. The failure is never in God. The
right.
failure.
Mm-hmm.
When things don't work, it's not God. It's not the manufacturer.
Exactly.
It's the user.
Say that again. Say it again.
It's the user. The manufacturer is right. Our manufacturer.
Right.
Operator
right.
error.
User. Amen. Say
operator
that.
Error.
Operator error. Yes.
Error.
And,
yeah.
so, and so that breastplate, it had me, you know, it's like, okay, God, help me to guard my tongue. Because when I say the wrong thing, it is coming out from my breastplate and it is puncturing it. Causing an opening.
Exactly.
See, we think that we can say what we want to say. Oh, no, you cannot. You don't belong to you.
Jesus.
If it doesn't line up with the word of God, woman of God, man of God, child of God, you need not let it come out of your mouth because you're puncturing.
Mm.
You are puncturing. Mm-hmm. You're making a pinhole in, while you think it's no big deal. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
In your breastplate. Mm-hmm. No, in the breastplate.
In the breastplate.
This
yeah.
is it. Yes.
Yeah.
This is making a hole in your breastplate that's laying right on you because the wrong thing is coming out. The wrong thought, you know, cast down every vain imagination.
Imagination.
That's why when you, amen, alluded about the helmet. When we talked about that last week was really revelational because our minds really have to be controlled by God. That's what the helmet does. The helmet helps us to control my mind. And it protects my mind. It protects me. We had talked about how the Roman soldiers had to put that on so they wouldn't be injured in war. Well, hello.
Mm-hmm.
So do
exactly.
We don't.
You
need
know
to
what
be
comes
injured.
To my mind?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know what comes to my spirit when, you know, the word of God is so critical right now. We need to be girded up with the sword of the spirit. The Bible says that the word of God is sharper, it's more powerful than any two-edged sword, and we need to be girded with the word. And you know, I know over the last year it's been you know, warfare for a lot of saints. Why are there so many people in the body of Christ who go to church on Sunday who are having mental problems? Because they're not girded with the word. They're not girded up with the word. Because what's in you, I know when you
it controls you. What's in you
and
will
control you. And that's
right.
Sometimes you need
to
speak the word and pray the word. And you know, I know one day I sat up in my bed one morning, and I didn't know what to pray. And I didn't even open my Bible. I started just speaking the word that I knew was already in me, and started just speaking the word. And immediately I felt like somebody, like I had a plug attached to me, and somebody plugged me into a charger. And, the word of God, and you need to know the truth of what the word of God is. You need to know what he says and not what man says about you or what's going on. And sometimes we have our challenges. We say, oh, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but woman of God always saying, well, we already know we got the victory. Why do we know we got the victory? Because the word said we got the victory. Oh, death,
right.
Where is your sting? Death was swallowed up in victory. And, you know, we need the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. He said, put on the whole armor of God so that you are able to stand against the schemes of the enemy.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have the word to combat what he's trying to tell you, it ain't going to work. When people come to me and they talk about being sick or whatever, and I'm saying, oh, no, I don't receive that. I refuse that in the name of Jesus. That don't line up with the word. He said that by his stripes I'm already healed. He said, cursed is he who hung upon a tree. I can't be cursed because his word says that.
That's
so
right. That's right.
We need to know the truth, and we need to continuously remind, bring the flesh under subjection of the spirit. So what's in your spirit, make your spirit rise up to bring your flesh under subjection. So no. I don't feel like going to work today. I don't feel like getting up and going to work. No. Body, come under subjection of the spirit. I'm getting
that's
up
right.
from here. I'm getting
that's
up.
Right.
To
that's
leave
right.
the pool. Get up. You know.
Amen.
Yeah. But so many people,
you
know. Yeah, so many brothers and sisters who go to church who there's mental issues on the rise. You know, one man of God was saying, he said, sometimes these people, y'all better watch out about having these computers in your house. You need to shut that TV off, shut that computer down, and get into the word of God, get into some worship, get into some prayer. For what's coming, we need to be girded up in the word. We need to be girded up in the word. Yes, yes.
Amen. That's right. That's right. But to God to be the glory, we have to know what God has given us. You know, we have to know without a shadow of a doubt, because it's already, you know, we're in perilous times. We're in some trying times already.
Yeah.
And it's nothing, as the Bible tells us, as to what it's going to be. And the only way we're going to be able to not bow to the enemy is to know that we know God's word without a shadow of one doubt. You know, that no matter what is going on around me, I'm standing on his word, I'm standing on his promises, and nothing by any means will harm me. You know, we talked about the having our feet with the gospel of peace, you know, and the feet are so important, having them covered and being grounded in the word for our foundation, that we can tread through this muddy war ground, you know, that we're not losing any time, as we are tracking through the battle. So every piece of the armor. Does anybody remember anything when I was talking about that? Those sandals, the way the sandals are in their armor, the shoes had certain type. Those sandals had some type of traction that helped them to be able to stand or to be able to move. However, they were very firm and of course strong to protect. Because you know, if your feet can't get you where you're going, you're messed up. And
that's right.
our feet has to be the same in the spirit. You know, we have to make sure we have our feet on, our feet covered, so we're not tripping up, and our feet are not getting cut up. Amen. Preparedness, being prepared, preparation of the gospel of peace, that's being ready, being firm, you know, standing tall, you know, So those words we need to remember, you know, we're prepared for this. We are prepared for what life brings. Is anybody with me? We are prepared. Amen. And before we move to prayer, there was a couple of other pieces. I know we have some other people on. Did anybody have anything to share about the armor that we have discussed these several weeks? Rose, are you still on?
Hey, you know, I've been on, and this has really been very good, and I wanted to kind of share. I remember I was going through some things, and as I was putting on my armor, I heard the Holy Ghost say it, "Are you walking in truth?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm walking in truth." And then he told me, I'm so sorry because I'm in a store. I asked the Lord, the Lord told me, "Are you walking in truth?" And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "How come every time I tell you about yourself, you rebuke me?" I could have crawled under the rug when he told me that. So I repented before the Lord, and the Lord told me, he said, "When you don't gird yourself up with the truth of the word of God, then the rest of the armor is not on."
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
So, I just, that is so true. Because you've got to have your belt of truth, because truth is a person. And when he come to us in truth, you know, and if we are in error or we coming in agreement with the lies of the enemy,
right,
our armor is not on.
And
so
it's not
that wrong. That is so why that we need to look in the word of God, and the word is like a mirror. It's just a reflection, because when I'm reading a story about something,
right,
I begin to
right.
examine myself in the word, and I come to the Lord in truth and say, "You know what, Lord? I would have did the same thing as Saul did. I ain't going to lie about it. I would have leaned to my own understanding. But, Lord, I thank you for your word, and I come to you in truth, and I repent."
Amen.
And I tell you, it's just a blessing knowing that we can come to him in spirit and in truth, and that he can come in through repentance and wash us and cleanse us with the water of the word of God.
Amen. And you know, that you know, when you're talking about the truth, girding ourselves with the truth, the belt of righteousness, and the breastplate, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. The thing is with that, we have to know God's word, and that's the only way we can gird ourselves and not walk in error, you know, and not try to make his word what we want. But God's word is his word, and we don't have to make it what we want, and we just have to take God at his word.
Right.
And that's why we have to pray that we don't, that we have the spirit of truth as we study God's word, and that comes from a relationship with him. The more we read his word, the more we spend time with him, quiet time, a long time with him, you know, we build that relationship and become one with him and his word. So we certainly have to know the word of God. That is the truth. That's the only way
Amen.
We can rightly divide
the
word
go.
Is right by you know, taking heed to his word, studying his word, and, you know, walking in his word, because you can study the word and not walk in it. But we have to walk in it and come in alignment with God's word. Does anybody else have anything that they wanted to share? This has just been really good.
It's been a wonderful lesson. This has been a wonderful teaching and comparing notes. I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Amen. Coming down from Maryland. Anyone else? Praise God.
It was good. It was good. We have to, sometimes we, you know, we let the enemy get away with a lot of stuff, but, you know, what he has given us,
mm-hmm.
the tools to fight against anything. He has given us the power, and like you said, the having your feet shod with the gospel of peace, he said to stand. And any arrow that comes, you have authority to let it bounce right off of you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And I pray that we will, you know, just as often as we can, just reflect back to some of the key things that was shared that can keep you in that place that we need to be, you know. And walking with the Lord, you know, take on the full armor of God. Take it on. And we take it by walking in his word. We take it by staying in his word, you know, that mind being covered with our thoughts by having the God kind of thoughts and walking and doing what Jesus would do. That helps us, you know, to stay in alignment with God and his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This has been wonderful. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I pray that this has been a blessing. It certainly has for me. And, we'll probably do some type of a series and a CD that we'll have, and maybe even because we will need this from time to time. And if Jesus continues to tarry, we'll want to go back and revisit the armor and just be mindful that we are hidden, that we are more than a conqueror. See, the enemy came to Sarah, and the enemy came to Eve in the garden because they didn't have on the helmet, and they responded instead of standing on what God told them. God had told them both what to do. Told Eve, "Don't eat of the tree," and told Sarah, "I'm gonna bless you. You don't have to get your maid servant," you know. But they didn't have on the helmet of salvation. They were in their flesh, and nothing's good in our flesh. And so when we can be reminded of what we need to do and then do it, then we will see the blessings of God, you know, because it will happen. We're covered. We won't be wounded. We won't go down. You know, we'll be standing tall. Amen. When the dust dries and settles, we will be found standing because of the armor of God, the word of God, the power of God, the strength of God that has kept us. We talked about that sword. And how that is our dagger. Hallelujah. That's our dagger. When the enemy has come a little bit closer than what my shield could keep him from, and he manages to get in a little bit closer, then you done messed up, boy. And I pull out my shield, my sword, and my sword jab him. Hallelujah, and that is because it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, to God be the glory. Did we have any prayer requests? Anybody else wanted to share anything about the armor and our studies and or testimony, anything you've experienced?
Let's cover it in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Keep our family in prayer. Jesse Mae Hewling and Felton Williams, Joyce Williams, and this ministry. Amen.
Amen. Anybody
Amen.
Else? Hallelujah.
I have it. Y'all hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Man?
I'm sorry. Say it again. Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Well,
I can't.
I'm not going to say much. You know I'm not going to say much, but my soul has been stirred by the word of God and all the comments, and I have truly been blessed. I have picked up something to hold on to.
Amen.
And continue to pray like for our family, and by his stripes I'm already healed.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Amen. Anyone else? God bless you.
Well, hello, this is Rose. Can you hear me?
I can, Sister Rose.
Oh, wow. My phone acts so crazy, but I just want y'all to know that I have enjoyed it tremendously. And some of the things
Amen.
That I was talking about, the helmet and the sword and all that, the way you brought it out was just really great. It was brought out a way that
yes.
I hadn't heard it before. And
that's
why the word of God is so good, because you can hear the same thing in so many different ways and still mean the same thing,
right.
But it's so good.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why I never get
Amen.
Told.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Elder Jordan, you had a You're a very good teacher. I wish you were here in Maryland.
Hallelujah.
But you were a good teacher. You are a good teacher.
God bless
and that, that's true.
God bless you.
I've read the scripture many, many times, but the way you brought it across, it has been deposited in my spirit and impressed in my
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen. Well, to God be the glory, and that's it's all about. And you know, the thing is, which I had mentioned early on in the teaching, is that it was the reason that he put that on my heart to just teach and let's revisit, let's study the armor, you know. And I would tell different ones, you know, I got more out of this time, because I've never really taught on it. I've read it, you know, studied it some, but never really went in a deep study to bring a teaching. And if it didn't do anything for no one else, I pray it did, but it did for me. And because
amen,
of where
it
we're
did.
Going, amen, and
yeah.
because of where we're going as believers, yeah. we got to be able to stand. We
amen.
Can't compromise. You know, we got to
yeah.
know that it looked like it's coming right up on me, but I'm really covered. You can't
yeah.
touch me, you know.
Right.
And we don't, you know. It's just in me now, and I'm gonna be honest. I have felt like Lord Jesus, you know, but I didn't. You know the you know how the trees in the storm, how the limbs would blow. But the root
yeah.
of the tree would remain standing, and we've been having
mm-hmm.
some storms. Now the wind
mm-hmm.
trees have uprooted. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
The wind
That's
trees
right.
in this storm have uprooted.
Mm-hmm.
But the stronger trees during this storm
mm-hmm.
that we've experienced in the natural is still standing. It has the
mm-hmm.
tree
mm-hmm.
still in place. And
yes.
and that
yes.
is how this has helped me to feel
mm-hmm.
like my limb is about to fall or to break or to fall
mm-hmm.
off, but I'm still standing, because my
Amen.
Feet is rooted and I'm covered, and he cannot touch it. It may look like, it may feel like, but you really can't touch me, Satan. You can't come through the shield. You cannot come through the blood. You cannot come through the word of God, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it has just been a blessing, you know? And as I was saying, you know, there were several other pastors that I had heard them teach during the same time. And I thought, God, you're doing this for a reason. You know, and so he doesn't want us to be unaware. He doesn't, you know, we don't need to be surprised about different things. And we need to know that we know who we are and whose we are and how well he have us protected, you know, to not lean to our understanding, but to trust him in this hour. And the way we can trust him is being confident. This one thing I know, being confident in who has your back. He got us covered, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
So to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I appreciate you guys. A blessing.
Good evening, Elder Jordan. This is Letitia, and I have just wanted chime in and say I thoroughly have enjoyed the teaching and the discussion tonight. It's all been anointed, and it's something really rose in me where the one was coming across and saying, what good is it for you to have on all the armor, but underneath it, you're not clean? It's like
you're all
dressed up in best of the best, but you're dirty underneath. Get clean before you put on, so that what you got on, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said it's not what goes in you that defiles you, it's what comes out of you.
Comes out.
What's coming
That's
out
why that breastplate will penetrate the hole on that breastplate.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's
thank
fine.
You all. Just
Amen.
Want to thank you.
Mm. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. And that's so true. That's so true. That's why while we think, you know, something is wrong with the breastplate, it's not. It's what you are allowing to come out, and it is defaulting.
Amen.
It's causing the equipment to not to do what it is designed and created
exactly.
to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And, that's Amen. Why, you know, we just have to be so careful, because we can just think, oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's something big. It's something big. You know, that bracelet. What would Jesus do? WWJD. We have to, you know, measure what we're doing by the word of God. Thank you, Letitia.
Amen.
God bless you. Anybody
Thank
else?
You all.
Anyone else? And you know what else? Alicia, you had said this when you had talked about, and we're going to go, you had talked about the saints and their mind. And the enemy has attacked our young people in their mind. The battle begins, the fight, the war, the deception. It all begins in the mind. And so
That's
his
right.
mind
That's
trick
right.
you and fool you to think that you can't, to think, you know, whatever, the peer pressure, whatever it may be. And if he gets a foothold in your thought that you're not able in yourself to pull that imagination, pull that thought down, that's why
right.
the saints need to be found praying. That's why we need to pray ye for one another. Because when I am weak, somebody else is strong to cover me in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And
Gee,
our
amen.
Love people
amen.
In this hour need to be covered in prayer 24/7, because the enemy wants
Gee.
To snuff them out. The enemy wants to
Gee.
End their
Jesus.
Lives before
Jesus.
God has said it's over. And so that's why
yeah.
we have
mm-hmm.
to pray for them, because they're tempted on every hand. You know, the enemy,
yeah.
the tempter. the tempter, the accuser, the tempter. He tempts them. And so when we can cover our youth, I'm telling you, dealing with them and be around them, they long to do what is right, but they are really confused. Mm. The enemy has tried to put a web around them and luring them into web, making it harder for us to pull them back on this side. Mm-hmm. He's luring them into his web, you know. And so, but it's power in prayer. Come on here. It's power in prayer. The fervent prayer of the righteous truly availeth much. Do we really believe it? It avails much. That's why I talked about how the demons and the imps, they don't give up. They don't fall in, throw in the towel. They don't finish their assignment. They see the weak link, they go in until that link is broken. Until they can get in and bring everything in the rest of them with them. You know, because they see that this is a weak link. But if a hedge of protection, if the prayers were prayed, if we, for our children, all of our children, all of them are messed up. The enemy, a lot of them, the enemy has really come, especially the saints. Because, you know, they're the example for their generation.
Right.
They're the light for their generation. So he wants to, you know, tamper with their mind, tamper with them, you know, do them like a volleyball and just bounce them all around, you know, in their mind. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we have a promise. We have a promise. We have a promise, and God said that our whole house shall be saved. Come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So it's important that we, you know, pray ye for one another and be like the relentless demons and not give up. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Well, hallelujah, we've gone over hallelujah, but you know what? When folks get together and get to talk about Jesus, that's kind of what happens.
That'll do it. Amen.
So I thank each of you for joining in with us tonight, and I haven't heard Monica on. I don't know if she's still on or just taking it all in, but just remember what we're doing, and we will be back on next Wednesday and see what God says for us to chime into as we go forth next week. Hallelujah. And we'll cover everyone in prayer that's on the line and our listeners and our families as we join our faith together and go in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We do have
a couple
of people that we've brought before the Lord, Pastor Williams and all of our pastors. You know, we want to remember those that are leading God's people and our families and our government and our school system, education, the Board of Education, and those that are seeking God for wisdom. Amen. Wisdom and knowledge of how to move their family and lead their family and the men who need to provide for their family. We just want to just join our faith and pray. Can we do that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise on tonight.
Amen.
And we just glorify your name, and we just thank you because you're God, and we thank you because you're in control and that there's none like you, Father. We thank you tonight, Lord God, as you have allowed us to come together on one accord, my God, and to study and review and look upon your word and draw strength and draw power and encouragement and, God, what we need to stand in these last and evil days, Father. And tonight, Father, we just come praying for our teenagers and for our children. And we know that the enemy comes to kill and to steal. But you've come that we can have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, we pray for an abundant life. We pray for a life that brings you glory, God. And we bind the enemy that want to trick and to steal and to destroy marriages and destroy relationships and to destroy people on their jobs and bring division in homes and in families. And God, we just plead the blood of Jesus right now, and we speak life tonight, and we speak deliverance tonight, and we say breakthrough to the word of God on tonight, Father. And we pray tonight for those that are struggling with any type of strongholds and disease and illness and any type of habits and condition that doesn't bring you glory, and they know that they need you, oh God, to get past where they are. We bring them before you tonight, God, and we ask that you would plug them in and that you would order the steps, and you would, oh God, give them the understanding and the wherewithal and the desire and the will to fight and to come through on the other side. We pray for those who are lost in their sin and have not accepted you as Savior, our loved ones and neighbors, oh God, that they will come to know you and accept you as Lord and Savior. We pray tonight for those that are sick in their bodies, Father. You are the healer. You are the one that healeth thee. You are the balm in Gilead, Lord God. You are the master physician. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're no respecter of person, oh God. You came to heal, Lord God, and by your stripes, oh God, we have walked and received your healing. We were healed. Father, we thank you for finances. We thank you for increase in our finances. We thank you for debt cancellation. We thank you for promotions on our job. We thank you, God, for mortgages being paid off and hospital bills being paid off and car notes and school loans being paid off, because you're a miracle, God. And you, oh God, waiting to do great things in our lives. Father, we thank you for this time where we could study and learn your word as we understand the armor and the pieces of it and why we need it and that we are overcomers. So, God, we just thank you for this time. Bless our listeners. Bless, oh God, whatever they stand in the need of. God, I pray, oh God, for Vanessa in Baltimore, and I pray for Sharota here, and I pray for those in Georgia, and I just pray, God, for all of those that are standing in the need of prayer, God. I thank you that you hear and you answer our prayer. And this is your servant. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Hallelujah and amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. To God be the glory. We are on next Thursday. We have my sister, my friend on Monday night, Mojo on Tuesday, of course, A Kingdom Call on Wednesday and Friday, Street Talk, and Saturday, Free on the Inside, right here on Block Talk Radio, Grammy's Place. So we thank you. This is Elder Jordan, and this is A Kingdom Call. God bless you.
Amen.
Is my prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you.